Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive today. It's we're right in the thick of getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
But we thought it would be important to kind of address something that's not always
easy
peasy and bright and cheery this time of year.
Yeah.
Especially for those dealing with grief.
That's right.
And so we are diving into this blog post.
Okay.
It's called Silent Struggles: Mental Health Unveiled. Grief During the Holidays, A Compassionate Guide to Support.
Great title.
What I thought was really great about this post is that it doesn't try to offer some, magic bullet solution.
Right.
It really talks about respecting individual needs when it comes to grief.
Yeah, I think that's such a crucial point. And you know what's fascinating about this post is the concept of being a non-judgmental sounding board. You know, they encourage you to be that safe space for your loved ones, to share their feelings without fear of judgment or unsolicited advice.
Yeah, it makes so much sense because you're not going to fix it.
Right. You know, you can't fix it. Fix grief. And so often I think we feel like we need to.
Right.
But really it's about listening.
It is about listening.
And just, being empathetic.
And just validating their experience. Just acknowledging that their pain is real.
Yeah.
And that they're not alone in it.
And not alone in it.
Research actually shows that just having that supportive presence can really help to reduce feelings of isolation, which are so common during grief.
So listening is key.
Yes.
But then they also talk about this idea of adapting traditions. And I thought that was really interesting because, so often we have our traditions.
Yeah.
We have our way of doing the holidays.
Right.
And when someone's missing, it can really throw things off.
And you can really amplify that sense of loss.
Yeah.
Right?
So how do we kind of adapt and be sensitive to that?
Right. Well, I think adapting traditions is a really powerful way to acknowledge the enduring presence of the loved one while also creating new meaningful rituals that help you move forward.
Yeah.
So it's finding that balance between remembering the past and embracing the present.
Yeah.
And honoring both.
And they give some really touching examples in the post too.
Oh yeah.
Like lighting a candle in their memory,
Beautiful.
Or making their favorite dish.
Oh, I love that.
Or, even incorporating some special ornament on the tree that represents them.
Yes. It's finding those little ways to keep their memory alive.
Yeah.
Without it becoming overwhelming.
Right. And, almost like they're still there with you.
Exactly. It's a way of keeping them close.
But what about, those are small gestures.
Yeah.
What about actually like offering more tangible help?
Yes. Well, I think that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Because the holidays can be so incredibly stressful.
Yeah.
Even without the added burden of grief.
Right.
Right? So offering practical help, like running errands or cooking meals, or helping with holiday preparations can just lighten the load.
Yeah.
And it's a way of showing care and support in a very concrete way.
You know what it reminds me of? Is I had a friend who lost their mom right before the holidays. And, I didn't know what to do.
Right.
And I felt so awkward. And so I just like showed up with a batch of my mom's sugar cookies.
Oh.
And it was such a small thing, but they were so appreciative.
I bet that meant the world to them.
Yeah. And it's like, they're just not thinking straight. They're not able to, do all the things that we normally do this time of year.
Exactly. And just recognizing that and stepping in to offer a helping hand is huge.
But how do we know what to do? Because they talk about this idea of respecting boundaries.
Yes, respecting boundaries is so important because we might want to shower our grieving loved ones with support.
Right.
But it's important to recognize that everybody copes with grief differently. Some people might welcome company and find solace in shared activities,
right,
while others might need space and solitude.
So it's really not assuming, but asking.
Exactly. Instead of saying, let's do this or you should come to that,
right.
Just ask what would be most helpful for you right now.
Yeah.
Or how can I best support you today?
That's such a good point because so often we're like,
I know.
Come on, let's go do this fun thing. You'll feel better.
Yeah, we're trying to fix it.
Yeah.
We're trying to distract them.
And it's like, no, I just want to,
just be with me in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also thought it was really interesting how they talked about creating a thoughtful remembrance for the person who's passed.
Yes. I love that idea.
So what did you think about that part?
Well, creating a thoughtful remembrance is such a beautiful way to honor the deceased
and
to keep their memory alive The post suggests things like compiling a scrapbook of shared memories or gathering letters or messages from friends and family.
Right.
Or even making a donation to a charity in their name.
Yeah. You know, all of those are great, but the one that really resonated with me was the letters.
The letters, yeah.
I just imagine, you know, having this collection of letters from people who loved this person and how much that would mean.
Absolutely. And you know what? Even the act of writing those letters can be therapeutic for the writer, too.
Yeah.
Because it's a way for them to express their love and grief, to process their feelings and to create something beautiful and lasting in the face of loss.
It is like creating a legacy.
It is.
A tangible legacy of love.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they also talk about attending these supportive events together.
Right.
Like a memorial service or a grief support group.
Yeah, this is so important, especially during the holidays, when those feelings of isolation can be really heightened.
Right.
These events provide a sense of validation and community. They remind people that they're not alone in their grief.
And they talk about attending together.
Yes.
Like offering that companionship.
Exactly, because just having someone there with you, someone who understands what you're going through, can make all the difference.
So you're there with them.
You're there with them.
Yeah. And then they also talk about encouraging self-care for those who are grieving.
Yes. And this is so important because it's easy to forget about ourselves.
Yeah.
When we're focused on supporting others.
Yeah. We get so wrapped up.
We do.
In taking care of them.
Right. And when we're consumed by grief, it's easy to neglect our own well-being.
Yeah.
So it's important to gently remind our loved ones to prioritize their needs, even in small ways.
And I think what's interesting is that self-care can look so different.
Absolutely.
For different people.
For one person, it might be a quiet walk in nature. For another, it might be curling up with a good book.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone else, it might be seeking professional help. The key is encouraging them to find what works for them.
Yeah.
And to make time for it.
Yeah. And speaking of creating space.
Yes.
They also recommend designating a safe and quiet space for those who might need a retreat during emotionally charged moments.
This is so important, particularly during the holidays.
Yeah.
When those gatherings and festivities can sometimes become overwhelming.
Yeah.
Even for those who aren't grieving.
Right.
So it's about creating that haven.
Right.
Where they can step away and just like collect themselves.
Yeah.
And recharge.
And you know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
No, it doesn't.
It could just be, you know, a guest room or even a corner of a room.
Exactly. Just a place where they can feel safe.
Yeah.
And find a moment of peace.
And I think that's really, you know, when we're thinking about all these different things.
Yeah.
It's really about creating this environment of support.
You're absolutely right. It's about creating a space
where
your loved one feels seen, heard, and supported as they navigate their grief journey.
Right.
And I think that's such a beautiful and powerful message.
Yeah.
Especially during the holiday season.
And I love how it extends beyond the holidays.
Absolutely.
Because grief doesn't...
Grief doesn't end when the holidays are over.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process that can ebb and flow over time.
So as we move into the next part of our deep dive, I think it'll be interesting to think about how do we, you know, apply all these insights?
Yeah.
How do we take all this and actually make it work for us in our lives?
And how do we make sure we're offering that ongoing support and understanding that our loved ones need, not just during the holidays?
Yeah.
But all year round.
All year round, exactly.
You know, as we kind of dig into this a little bit more, this idea of supporting someone through grief, especially during the holidays, you know, I think it's important to emphasize that there's no one right way to do it.
That's a really good point, because we've been talking about all these different things like respecting boundaries.
Right. You know, asking instead of assuming and really understanding that everybody grieves differently.
Exactly. What might be comforting for one person could feel totally overwhelming for another.
Yeah.
It's a delicate dance. You know, trying to find that balance between offering support and also giving them the space they need.
It's like you're constantly trying to read the room.
Yes.
You know, and figure out, okay, what does this person need in this moment?
Exactly.
Do they need a shoulder to cry on, or do they need to be distracted?
Right.
You know?
And I think it's also important to remember that we can't fix it.
Yeah, we can't fix it.
You know, our role isn't to fix their grief.
Right.
Or to try to make it go away.
Because it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. It's a natural human experience.
Right.
And it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time to heal. And it's so important to allow our loved ones mm-hmm. to experience their grief fully.
Yeah.
Without judgment, without pressure to move on. Our role is to just offer that safe and supportive space for them to navigate that process.
So we're not leading the way. We're just walking alongside.
We're walking alongside them. Yes. And just being present.
Mm-hmm.
Offering compassion and understanding that healing is a process.
Yeah.
Not a destination.
And I think that leads really well into this idea that, you know, we talk about offering support during the holidays.
Right.
But grief doesn't just end.
It doesn't end when the holidays are over.
No.
That's such a crucial thing to remember.
Yeah.
The support that you offer today,
mm-hmm.
the compassion you extend during this holiday season.
Right.
That's just the beginning.
Yeah, it's a journey.
It's a journey.
And we don't know what that journey is going to look like. You can have all these twists and turns and, you know, moments of intense grief.
Right.
And then moments of, you know, maybe some peace.
Absolutely.
You know.
And so as we kind of wrap up this exploration of grief during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave you with this thought. Remember that the need for your presence and support will continue long after
yeah.
the decorations are packed away.
It's so true. And I think that's a really good point to kind of transition into the last part of our deep dive.
Yes.
And think about, okay, how do we apply this, you know,
yeah.
in our lives?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the people in our world that might be, you know, going through this right now?
Right.
How do we reach out?
Yeah. How do we offer that support?
Yeah.
And let them know that they're not alone.
Because sometimes it's the smallest things.
It really is.
That can make the biggest difference.
It's not about grand gestures.
Right.
It's about those small acts of kindness
mm-hmm.
that say, I see you, I care, and I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You know, a simple phone call.
Right.
A handwritten note. Even just a warm hug can go a long way.
And it's like those small things
yes.
spark other small things.
Absolutely.
And it becomes, you know, this ripple effect of kindness.
I love that. A ripple effect of kindness.
Yeah.
Yes, because when we show up for others in their times of need,
mm-hmm.
we're not only offering them support.
Right.
But we're also inspiring others to do the same.
Yes.
We're creating this web of interconnectedness.
Yeah.
That strengthens our communities and reminds us that we're all in this together.
We are all in this together. And I think that's, you know, especially important to remember during the holidays.
Yes.
When things get so hectic and crazy and we're so focused on, you know, the stuff.
The stuff.
The stuff. And, you know, I think going into this last part, let's really think about that.
Like, yes.
Like, how do we be more kind and compassionate?
Absolutely.
Not just to those who are grieving, but to everybody.
Everyone we encounter, yes.
We've talked about so many great ways to support people, you know, going through grief, especially during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But as we kind of wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
I thought it'd be good to kind of leave people with maybe like a little challenge.
Oh, I like that. A call to action.
Yeah, like think of someone in your life who might be facing the holidays with a heavy heart.
Yeah.
What's one thing, one small gesture that you can offer to just let them know that you're thinking of them?
That you see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be anything big or elaborate.
No. It could be like, you know, you said a handwritten card.
Mm-hmm. A phone call just to check in.
Yeah.
Maybe drop off a meal so they don't have to cook.
Right. And I think that's what's so important about that is it takes the focus off of us.
Exactly.
Like what we think they need.
Yes.
And puts it back on them.
It's about their needs,
yeah.
not our assumptions.
Yeah. And it goes beyond just the holidays, too.
Absolutely.
It's that idea of we're planting the seed
yes.
for that ongoing support system.
That ongoing connection,
yeah.
which is so important in the grief journey.
Because let's face it, grief doesn't follow a calendar.
It does not.
It can pop up at any time.
Absolutely. Those difficult moments can surface weeks, months, even years later.
Right. So, yeah, you know, the support that we offer now,
mm-hmm.
it's really just one step in a much longer process.
It's a journey, and you're becoming part of their support network.
Yeah, and that's a really comforting thought, I think.
Yeah.
Because even though grief can feel very isolating.
It can.
We're not alone.
We're not alone.
So as we, you know, head into this holiday season,
mm-hmm.
let's remember all these great things we've talked about.
Yes.
And be mindful of the people around us.
And show up with empathy and compassion.
Yeah, because sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is just be there.
Just be there.
Listen without judgment.
Offer a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
Remind them that they're loved and supported.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into navigating grief during the holidays.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found this conversation helpful.
Yes, and remember, even though the holidays can be a really emotionally charged time, the bonds of love and support that we build can shine even brighter during those difficult moments.
Absolutely. Wishing you a season filled with warmth and understanding and meaningful connection.
Yes.
Thanks for being a part of the Deep Dive.